Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Airlines in the world, Qantas CEO has said that they've talked to all the other big CEOs, and you're going to be taking all the inoculations Bill Gates wants. Bill Gates is going to be the head of the G7. The Prime Minister of England said that he will basically put Bill Gates in charge of the G7 for the next year to implement the Great Reset and Build Back Better. And that means five vaccines to begin with that are mRNA that change your DNA. Not a vaccine, a deadly cancer infusion, GMO takeover of your body. I mean, it's like the 1980s thing. You dig it up, it grabs you, it rewrites you. I mean, this is just the giant leap towards total takeover. And they know you put up with the airports and the fondling of your children and all that. So now that's going to be the incubation center for this. God help us. No exemptions. You don't have COVID tests. Doesn't matter. You're going to take in your body what we say. And Australia is the captive island, the captive continent. God help us. Qantas Airways CEO says COVID vaccination will be mandatory for travel. Here, just hear it directly from this monster.
Alan, when there is a vaccine, are you going to require all of your passengers to be vaccinated before they get on a plane?
Yeah, we are looking at changing our terms and conditions to say for international travellers that we will ask people to have a vaccination before they can get on the aircraft. What do you need that domestically? We'll have to see what happens with COVID-19 in the market. But certainly for international visitors coming out and people leaving the country, we think that's a necessity.
And then it'll be every other vaccine. Oh, here, show them this little group of headlines. Oh, the big corporations care so much. Apple says they want everybody to be forced inoculated. That's why Apple runs death camps. Apple lobbies Congress to weaken bill banning use of Chinese slaves to make iPhones. Oh, but that's all right. They're liberal. Singapore halts dosing of two different flu shots after 59 deaths in South Korea, but say it'll continue to be forced inoculation. Bill Gates says world won't return to normal until everybody takes their vaccine. He says his vaccine. Oh, and by the way, I have him on a business channel bragging how this is the best investment ever is in vaccines and how his return is so big. And, oh, there's all these deaths from the trials as well. But don't worry, Qantas CEO really is going to take great care of us. I'm going to come back, and then I'll take calls in that segment, and then I will hit Trump's path to victory. Man, he's really been a bulwark against forced inoculations. He said he would try to block any companies trying to make you have a vaccine to travel. He said, if you want it, go ahead and take it. He recommends children not take it. He says that, you know, children don't get sick from COVID. They don't. Even if you believe the whole COVID thing, they've turned the test up so high, though, that any viral infection you've had in years or bacterial will show it. But again, that's what all the scientists say, too. The majority of scientists say it's an overblown deception. I mean, think about what is it? Is it a hoax? A lot of the actions are hoaxes. A lot of the numbers are hoaxes. A lot of dead people die to something else, and then they say it's COVID. That's a hoax. But no, it's a real virus owned by Bill Gates and Fauci. Oh, but Fauci's on 60 Minutes saying there's no evidence it came out of Wuhan because he ran 11 programs in Wuhan of specific gain-of-function weaponized bird flu and bat flu of the COVID strains. I mean, it's called smoking gun. It's like if the cops pull you over, there's blood all over you, nail marks on your face. They've got probable cause, reasonable suspicion. They put you in handcuffs, open the back trunk. Your wife's dead with a bloody axe in there. You're going to the electric chair. You're going to lethal injection. And then they go back to the house, and there's blood everywhere. And her skin is under, your skin is under her fingernails. I mean, it's worse than that. They were running illegal COVID-19 research at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They moved it. They moved it to Wuhan. And then now they've used what they released to take everything over. And they admit it's the Great Reset to take control of you and your family. My God. They have to give me a confession live on TV? That's about the only thing they haven't done. Everybody knows supervillains love to brag. Boy, don't they.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that you were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete the police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, and 60% off InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids.
Even if they try to remove President Trump with his fraud, the populist movements spreading across the world are stronger than ever. And now, you've got Boris Johnson, and you've got John Kerry, and you've got all these world leaders saying the COVID-19 lockdown is a punishment to populists to bring them under control, and they admit it's a social movement, and Klaus Schwab says it's not a threat. COVID-19 is not a threat. That's why Justin Trudeau tells the UN in a 10-minute address, the full thing's on YouTube. In fact, I wanted to air the whole thing, but we never have time. I mean, he says even worse stuff than the little clip you see where he says the Great Reset will help us politically take over for socialism and will help the poor. He means by bankrupting everybody and making everybody poor. And then the New York Times has Trudeau there saying none of this exists, it's not real. And he gives an address saying it's conspiracy theories. You go, well, why would he say all that and then say it doesn't exist? He's telling his followers, listen, we're giving you marching orders, and then when the general public hears about it, we deny them and tell them to sit down and shut up. He's letting their people in on it. It's a power trip. I've been around even low-level Google employees, and they are really into the surveillance and into the power and into being in the club and into lying to people. So, this is very diabolical, and I'm not trying to scare you, I'm being a realist. The bottom's falling out. If you study history, what's happened in Europe, what's happened in Africa, what's happened in Asia, what's happened in Latin America, Mesoamerica, before that, it's always the same. Things go in cycles. And having rulers that want to dominate and dumb people down and enslave people and torture people to death and not let people be educated and not let nobody ever want in the middle class. No culture allowed a large middle class until 550 years ago in areas of what is England, Scotland, and Northern Europe. I mean, the Germans were still slaves until the 1870s. They were feudal serfs. They were owned by the crown. The serfs didn't get freed in Russia until around the same time. Serf means slave. Not a smurf, a serf. And so all they're doing is going back to a high-tech form of neo-feudalistic fascism. By the way, I coined the term neo-feudalistic fascism, and I'm not bragging, it's just true. I also coined a lot of the terms. Paul Watson was on like a week ago, and I go, what do you call this system? And he was like, it gave the term out that they're all using everywhere now in major publications. And that's real success, is when you coined something 20 years ago and it comes back to you and is now in the vernacular. And by the way, I just want to give you some good news. We're going to go to your calls and get to the big news next segment. I've gotten calls I get a lot of calls, but I've gotten calls from some of the biggest people out there, and they said, man, Alex, it's incredible. When I go to these dinner parties in New York or dinner parties in L.A., or I'm talking to, you know, top people, household names, all they want to talk about is you. And all they want to talk about is the future. And this one individual this weekend was like, what's it like to have everybody now accepting you and celebrating you? And I'm like, it's good to know people are finally understanding we're not playing games. And I don't say that with a sense of a power trip. It's actually extremely dangerous. Do you understand that I get followed home every day by black SUVs? When I eat in restaurants, FBI and CIA, we ran it, we checked it. FBI and CIA come and sit next to us, and when I come over, they put masks on and say, have a good day, Mr. Jones. They go wait in the parking lot. If I walk out of my hotel and go across the street and have a hamburger, federal agents follow me in, and they want me to know they're there. This is the type of stuff happened to Martin Luther King, okay? So this is not a power trip I'm in, ladies and gentlemen. I only read their own documents and knew their plan, and I told you, and now it's coming true. That makes my credibility extremely high. But I want you to know I need your prayers now because this is the moment of mass awakening. And you wait till they are killing thousands a day with the COVID-19 vaccine and saying it's an acceptable death rate. See, we've entered a whole new ballgame here where they're not going to try to hide stuff anymore. And the reason I'm telling you this is we're in the best of times, we're in the worst of times, and biblical things are now unfolding and now happening. I mean, I covered this last segment. Some stations don't carry that first little segment, but international airlines are now announcing you won't be able to travel without the vaccine. And next is you won't be able to leave your house without the vaccine. And again, it's not a vaccine where they put a microwave or radiated cold virus in you that isn't able to replicate and your body learns how to beat it. It can still cause an autoimmune response. It can still be contaminated with where it was grown, with other RNA and DNA. I mean, you can ask any woman. She better love the man she's with. If he's not going to be wearing a condom, she must love him if she wants to get pregnant. Well, this is Bill Gates is going to put something not out of a man you love in you, but cooked up in a lab by this crazy person. And he says, oh, we're going to have hundreds of vaccines you're going to have to take and 5 COVID shots a year. And it's not even a vaccine. It is a mRNA vaccine. He says, all these other ones, those don't let you travel. I say the one. And he's got 4. Moderna's one of them. Pfizer's another. He's got 4 companies producing. Imagine that aliens landed and they said, we'll let you travel. We'll let you live. We just want you to take a shot. You go, what does it do? Well, it goes into the nuclei of your cell and reprograms the DNA with a virus of your cell. And we don't really know what it's going to do. And it might make you sick. You go, I don't trust you. But one of the aliens said, well, here, watch our television broadcast. And they had aliens like, I want to reduce the population of the Earth. I want to get rid of these people. There's too many of them. He'd be like, whoa, the head alien says he wants to depopulate us and wants to get in our body. And now he's got a lockdown going saying he will do it. I mean, he says he wants to kill you. He says he wants to do all this. His father, his mother, all of them were part of a eugenics cult on record. And now he's up here saying, even when you take the shot, things don't go back to normal, and you are non-essential. I am the great alien chief. I will put something in your body. It may make you sick. By the way, there are too many of you. I'm here to save you. There are too many of you. And by the way, you're non-essential. I mean, that's what an alien would say to you. Now, I don't know what Bill Gates is. But he might as well have walked off a giant flying saucer. And that's basically what this is. The globalist, Satan's a fallen entity, the Bible tells us, that comes to do this. And Satan has said to the kings of the earth, I'll give you power, and I'll keep you in charge, and I'll give you life extension. But all you've got to do is kill the humans. And by the way, you're a failed species. You've got to merge with machines like I am and become silicon. That is on record. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Wired Magazine, looking forward to the end of humanity, looking forward to the end of humans. Humans are parasites. We should be exterminated. Remember when Dr. Pianca, the head of the biology department at UT 15 years ago, gave speeches about airborne Ebola and how he wanted to kill 90% of the population, and the FBI visited him back then, actually did their job. And his graduate student, we later learned, wrote an article attacking me, works at a bioweapons lab in California, at a level 4 lab, and she wrote an article saying, Dr. Pianca's too liberal. Who can deny humans are parasites and should all be eradicated? Who is this one? She's talking about us like we're bad and she's this God, but that's all mind control. She's a human too, but she has a spirit, an avatar. She's like a Martian coming off with Mars attacks, killing people. And once you get that, I've talked to generals, all of them. They've woken up now. They're like, my God, once we shift to this, it's alien. Everyone gets it. It's alien. It's alien. It's alien. It's alien.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Emergency transmission. Trump can still win. We must act now. He needs your help. And I'm not planting a hook, as they say in the media, saying, oh, this is coming up, and not getting to it. I've covered a lot of important things. Last segment of this hour is the longest segment. It's 11 minutes long. I will cover Trump's path to victory and how we can help him and what the real stakes are and what we're facing and just absolute inside intel on what Trump really thinks, why Trump isn't out in the public, and what his top lawyers are saying and doing. I think you've noticed some of Trump's lawyers that retweeted my speeches and things like that. I've been talking to some of these guys, and I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say any names, and I know the real strategy. And I know what Trump's doing, and I agree with about 90% of it, but part of it's wrong, and I've told them this. So I'm going to give it to you straight as best I can. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. We all see the rose-colored darklies, but I'm going to your calls this segment, the next hour, nothing but calls. But let's do this right now. Remember Trump said a few months ago, 3 months ago, at a washing machine factory, a plant, he said, listen, I found out China isn't even doing the big markup. It's the middlemen are getting more money than China or even our U.S. companies. We're cutting out the middlemen. Americans shouldn't pay triple for drugs what others do. He says, they're really pissed at me, and you probably aren't going to be seeing me a lot soon. He already thought all this out. He knew they were going to steal the election. He knew they were already putting out the ballots. He already knew. He didn't back down, and I just really respect him. He hasn't, he believes, a plan to have the Supreme Court prove this a fraud. He has the evidence. Well, the media keeps saying there's no evidence, there's so much. But he's lost cases where he says something and the court says it influenced the case, so they didn't. Well, that's BS. And I'll explain the final segment of this hour, but you can see it. The Democrats, the globalists, they can all say whatever they want, but the president can't talk. If that's the case, those courts can rule against them anyways. So it all does come down to the Supreme Court, and if they can threaten the lawyers with death threats and lawsuits and disbarring, it's all happening. You know, there wasn't any evidence. Democrats wouldn't be pulling out all the stops to stop the lawyers. No, there's evidence. I mean, I was up here, not complaining, on Sunday, like 12 hours, watching hours of depositions and eyewitnesses from Pennsylvania and Michigan, and Rob News putting like a 13-minute compilation of these hours of video affidavits up with just eyewitnesses to it all. I mean, just insane stuff. That'll be on band.video, but we're putting up a heroic effort right now. And I just hope you as listeners understand, you are so important. Imagine if President Trump tried to give a speech to a million people. I was trying to give a speech to 500,000 people. Only a fraction could hear it, even though they had big speakers. Maybe 100,000 could hear it. In D.C. last weekend, not this weekend, but last weekend, 9 days ago. Well, imagine if Trump didn't have any amplifier. Only the first 10 rows would hear it, then you'd have to repeat it, and then by the game of telephone, it would all be lost. You are the speaker system. So I can sit up here all day long and talk about stuff. When you decide to spread the word and when you decide to share the info and download it and save it, because there may be a coming time we're not here. I mean, I've been waiting a while to say this may be my last broadcast, and I've never done that in 27 years on air. Tomorrow, I'm going to have discipline. I'm going to do my last broadcast ever, hypothetically, because it could be. I mean, now's the time. I'm under full surveillance. They want me to know. Great. I want you to know your kids are all going to die of cancer. I wish they weren't. Go ahead, FBI agents. Load your kids up and watch it. And remember, when you're burying them, you did it. You killed your own children. So, you know, that's where this country is. You go ahead and sign on to Bill Gates. You go ahead. I'm signed on to Jesus. But I want people to know it's counting down now, folks. This is the takeover. The end of the republic with a damn Chi-Com agent. So let's go to your phone calls. Go ahead. Eli's on the same subject in Indiana. One of InfoWars is taken out. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah, it's L, and it's all, I go by L, but it's Andrea L. Wow, I can't believe I got through. So, really, my big question is, I'm wondering, like, what? How are we supposed to get our information if they succeed in shutting down?
Then she hung up. Okay. Well, sorry, ma'am. Very bizarre. But it's a good question. How are you supposed to get your information? Well, it's like you're a French citizen in 1942. You know the Nazis are bad. You know they're damn liars. They're the enemy. The entire corporate media, all of it, are traitors, bought and paid for. This is a corporate takeover. You're like, whoa, corporate takeover, that's not bad, we'll play golf. By eugenicists, lunatics that want to be your doctor and say they want to depopulate you. I go to your calls. Talk to Dave in New York. Dave, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me. I just can't believe this is going on. I you're saying he needs to act now or we need to act now. It's almost too late. You're living under the threat of a Biden administration and their Department of Justice. That's ridiculous. We had 4 years. We had the Attorney General. We had the DOJ. There were so many things that we could have taken the moral high ground
but
back on.
But they were
on.
All bred coward lawyers. All bred to be wimps, all bred to glad hand, and now the commies are taking us because we're weak. These lawyers are about to find out. They're about to be all just totally taken over.
We woke up every morning saying when the arrests are going to come. Trump said during a debate, if I was president, you'd be in jail to Hillary.
And he didn't have enough good men. He just too many cowards.
Either that or Ivanka or whatever, but we shouldn't even be here. And I know God's going to win. I know I'm with Jesus, too. We all are. And this will create a backlash, but you should not be living under the threat of a Biden administration.
I'm not even worried about myself. Bill Gates says, I'm going to give you a shot, and you're going to get sick, and I'm still going to lock you down. He's telling you he's coming to hurt you. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Delaware. John, thanks for holding.
What's up, Alex?
Man, worldwide broadcast, brother. Thanks for calling.
I just want to start off by saying I want everybody who voted to remember that they spit in every single one of our faces that stood in that line to try to make our voice heard. Every single one. And I've talked to a lot of people who are saying, we'll get them in 24. No, we won't. Now is the time, and we need to prepare.
John, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you. You deserve some time. What John is saying is what I meant to start the show with today. Look, they're stealing this, folks. This is a mass criminal action with total censorship, forced inoculations, permanent lockdowns. They admit. They admit it's political to their own people now. The Great Reset. Okay? Build back better. This is seed to destroy us. They're not going to back down now. This is, to quote Shakespeare, cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. This is high-tech psyop fear war. And the fact is, we've got such a soft population, they don't even know what's about to hit them. My God, I've been studying this my whole life and waiting for this moment to fight, and I can barely handle it. People just can't handle the horror. But it's going to get really bad, and then finally they'll wake up in that re-education camp. They'll win, but hundreds of millions are going to die. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government government, tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Global cashless society, medical dictatorship that will openly force inoculate and poison and kill the population with slow kill operations. These are military attacks. Violate the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code. It's absolutely illegal. And so they are preparing offensive, violent operations against everyone. This is not a drill. The good news is a lot of courts and a lot of leaders are saying it's martial law and it's tyranny. UK Supreme Court judge slams totalitarian COVID control freaks in government. They call it a medical dictatorship. That's what it is. A multinational corporate medical dictatorship. These are corporate governance officers. And they're saying, you want to get on an airplane? You will take the shots. But more importantly, the shot, it's the ID and the medical scanning that you've got to be under their control to have mobility. And it's all surveilled by big tech. Big tech runs slave camps in China. Remember that. So, John in Delaware, continue with what you were saying about the Great Reset, the end game, the final countdown. Go ahead.
We just can't take it anymore, man. They spit in our faces. We cannot
have a short memory. We cannot. They've killed us with all the conveniences, the Amazons, all this. We have to boycott everything. We have to get back to just being self-reliant, having some balls, and, you know, getting ready to fight if we have to fight, whether that's, I'm not calling for any type of physical violence, but it could get to that point. If they keep going down this road, what are we going to do? What must they think of us to do what they did, and we just accept that? I just can't go along with it. I can't go along with it.
I'm in the same boat.
I've been ready to fly through the roof since November 3rd. And for them to blatantly do this to all of us and all these elderly people that I saw standing in line with walkers so that they could make their voice heard, and these people think they can just take that from us right out in the open. And we're just going to sit back and not do anything?
Well, brother, that's what I said. That's what I said over the weekend is Klaus Schwab, Ted Turner, Bill Gates are all megalomaniacal eugenicists that say they want to depopulate us, who have histories. Klaus Schwab's involved in forced inoculation in Africa of sterilizing and poisoning people with tainted medical systems. This is how they kill you. They don't do it with tanks and guns because folks organize and fight something like that. And so, yes, they are coming at us with illegal medical experimentation. Gates and Fauci have been caught running the Wuhan lab. It's all just brazen because they're going for broke. I appreciate your call. I mean, look at Klaus Schwab. He looks like a space alien. He looks like a Bond villain. Well, why do you think they make those Bond villains that way? Because those are based on real people. Klaus Schwab says we're going to forcibly merge you with machines. And you'll have to have a microchip to bind cell in your brain. That's his new book. Remember, Joe Biden, like 12 years ago, 13 years ago, before he was even VP, when he was still a senator, he said to a Supreme Court justice they're about to confirm, you will rule on microchips in people's brains and their bodies. This has always been the plan. And it's here. And if you will acquiesce, that's your problem. In the new world, it is not the big fish which eats the small fish. It's the fast fish which eats the slow fish. See, and he wants to eat you. We're going to help the poor by a global collapse. Wow. The average liberal goes, well, there aren't too many people. They kind of get off in the reflected satanic fire, like they're warming their hands on, oh, I'll be part of it. No, you won't, idiot. I'm talking to leftists right now, not our audience. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it's like when the Soviet Union came into Czechoslovakia. The situation has been normalized, right? Well, so look, this is what I want to talk about. 72% of stock is owned by a Jewish family from Iran tied into the Mossad. And there's a lot of backstory behind it. It's all been confirmed. He came to the United States when the Iran had the revolution, and he went to an embassy in Copenhagen and actually gave up his house as collateral to be able to come here. So just totally circumnavigated U.S. Immigration law. And this person has a giant effigy, a giant painting and sculptures of the murderer of Haman, the Persian king and his nine sons, right in his house. So this is the person who's entrenched into all the Dominion voting fraud machines, owns 72% of the stock. And you know, I don't have anything against Jewish people. My wife is Jewish. I have Jewish children. But you know, what is Haman? What is Jesus? What is the murder of the Tsar? And what does Dominion have in common? There's all occult Jews behind it. And people, you know, you have.
Well, I know that Dominion's hooked into Venezuela. I know that even CNBC's done reports on it being a fraud. It's been decertified in a lot of states. So the media trying to act like we can just trust Dominion is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and well, you're looking at almost every Twitter video that's coming out. You see these Antifa flag with the Star of David on it, and then now the Holocaust Museum has a memorial for George Floyd. So, you know, European Americans need to wake up quickly and realize that there's a lot of groups out there trying to destroy them, silence them, and that's one of the. Look, Trump has done a lot for blacks, done a lot for Hispanics, done a lot across the board for all sorts of people, diabetics. My wife can now go to Walmart and get insulin, and before she wasn't able. He's done great things for all people, but the reason they're coming so hard after Trump is because he stood up for the Eddie, for the European Americans and all sorts of Americans, but especially being able to say, look, all this. Blaming racism, saying, you know, that there's systemic racism in the United States.
Sure, the left's definitely trying to put people off along racial lines. I appreciate your call, Mike. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Joseph in Michigan. Go ahead, Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, Alex, this is Joseph. I called you before, probably about 10 years ago. And basically what I'm saying is we're locked down here in Michigan. Everybody's succumbing to the mask. They're all wearing their diaper masks and everything. But what it is, what the main point I wanted to call you was, is I've been researching this. And the reason why they've got us in the mask is because AI recognizes your face. But they're doing it from the nose up so they can figure out, you know, all your different points and stuff in your eyes and your retinas and stuff like that. So the mask has nothing to do with the virus. What they did was the Chinese government developed an algorithm right now. And Alex, I mean it. I am not kidding you. It's the ChinaCom takeover. They're taking over the world.
Well, sir,
right
I mean,
now
I know that big tech merged with China, and that's part of it. They even have mainline articles about how it's body scanning your walk is the test they're doing. But regardless, sir, it's all a symbol of subservience. It spreads viral pneumonia. It's meant to actually kill people. It lowers IQs. It kills individualism. And really, it's a cult symbol that you're a slave, like wearing a burqa if you're a woman under Islam.
Hey, did you ever end up seeing the frontline video of the age of AI?
No, I didn't.
Okay, you have to see that video, Alex. It's everything that you've been talking about on PBS and everything that you said. Everything is covered there. They're talking about the nanotech and all that stuff with the
But Boris Johnson, all of them say you will take shots of nanotech to make you behave that will reprogram your brain. I mean, it's all being announced. They're literally, these are behavioral modification vaccines with viruses that eat certain synapses in the brain that are connected to higher brain waves. This is a cult lobotomy. It's a violent attack. And what would you do if aliens landed and were coming with deadly injections? You'd fight them. And that's where this is all going. This, first they're going to hit the poor. Everybody to go along with that. And it's just all mass conditioning. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. My message to President Trump. Straight ahead.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Infowars.com, you'll see the headline for the live show today. It is emergency transmission. Trump can still win, but he must act now, and he needs your help. So the best way to start here is just to explain that I have talked to several of the highest level lawyers on the Trump team. Most of the lawyers that Trump has sent out have been asked not to do interviews and have been asked not to give out any of their strategy, even though all their phones are tapped and the enemy knows their strategy. Trump has been told that if he makes a bunch of statements, that the courts are more apt to rule against him. And that's generally true in a non-political case. But this is totally political, and the Democrats are everywhere saying Joe Biden's the winner with an imaginary office of the president-elect. And now Twitter says, we don't care if the Supreme Court even rules that Trump's the president. We're going to say it's Joe Biden. So the Rubicon has been crossed here. Now, there was an internal debate in the last week before Tucker Carlson ever went with this. And they were saying, let's go with the signatures that they didn't validate in Georgia or Pennsylvania or Michigan. And that's the strongest case to get an audit of those, because they'd already done some spot checks and up to 10% didn't even have signatures or were fake signatures, clearly. And so that began to become the main push, not Dominion Software, not Bill Gates, not Venezuela, which I think is all very, very credibly fraudulent. And you see how the machines did add in all those votes later and you know how those scams work. But the real fraud you can prove is the ballots with the signatures. That's where they've got the proof. We saw some good news on Friday when the Supreme Court appointed all conservative justices over the circuit courts in the five battleground states. That was a big deal. So you have this massive brainwashing, confidence game, emperor's new clothes scam, where the mainstream corporate media just keeps saying, Joe Biden's the president, Joe Biden's the president, no evidence of fraud, no evidence of fraud. And Trump is there going through the court cases, knowing that the lower courts are Democrats in those states. They're going to rule against him. That'll be declared as, oh, look, Trump doesn't have a case. But they know full well he's got real cases. And it was just a ruling an hour and a half ago in Pennsylvania by the Third Circuit expediting Trump's appeal of the Obama judge up to the full circuit court and then the Supreme Court. That happened because they know the Supreme Court justice is over it. If the judges slow play it, they are going to accelerate it up the Supreme Court, and that will antagonize the Supreme Court. So the Democrat judges are quickly handing it up because they understand that the Supremes are sitting right above them watching what they're doing. So Trump has a path. But this is mainly political. It doesn't matter that he got 10 million more votes than last time. It doesn't matter he got more votes than any Republican in history. It doesn't matter if he did double and triple digit better with Hispanics and blacks in all the polls, and then magically they say white men voted against him. It doesn't matter if when the polls closed, all the votes basically came in against him. He has to get out there in resolute desk announcements, and he has to walk through all the evidence daily to the American people and counter why he's doing this and explain to people what Joe Biden's going to do when he gets in and how the stock market's already going down. Instead, Trump is listening to his lawyers, letting it be a purely legal battle, but their lawyers, they don't understand that, with the exception of maybe Giuliani. Some are going to say, well, are they parlaying? Is Trump making deals now because he knows he's been cheated for the system to not come after him if he basically gives up? I don't think that's the case. Trump isn't that type of person. He's an island unto himself. He also knows none of their agreements are valid. They betray everybody. Trump knows that. No, Trump's not making behind-the-scenes deals. He really believes that if you suddenly don't see him out there, and that as he mounts the evidence, that at a certain point he's ready to come out when he starts having Supreme Court victories. But the globalists are never going to let it get to that. They're going to call each lower court defeat proof that it's a fraud. They're going to call the state certifications proof that it's a fraud. And they're going to run the clock out and create a constitutional crisis where the Supreme Court has incredible pressure on it because the public starts to believe that really Trump lost and gives up. And that's why having all the neocons come out against Trump, and now even having the Republican leader in the House, McCarthy, not come out and defend Trump. Yeah, Pompeo's defending him. Yeah, Giuliani's defending him. But the rats are leaving the sinking ship, all trying to parlay themselves a deal in a future administration, and they're being promised money to do it. So Trump has no choice but to get all the facts together. I would suggest he be advised by somebody like Jim Hoft, who's doing Herculean work. I mean, you think we're working? I've never seen stuff going on at Gateway Pundit. It's over the top. I mean, this is 20 hours a day of work. This is savage. I mean, they publish dozens of hours of video with all of these eyewitnesses of total fraud in Michigan and other states. I mean, and these are all real people on record. some of them prominent that saw this. And Trump just has to get in there at the Resolute desk and just counter all of this because he's waiting to let the courts do it and sucker punch the left. And, you know, they've got polls of 70% of Republicans think it was stolen, 87% think it's stolen. We can debate all day how Trump let the censorship happen and got undercut and undermined, and that doesn't matter. Trump was going to bat for America. Trump was standing up for our sovereignty. He was surrounded. He did an incredible job. So, number one, pray for President Trump. President Trump should get on his knees and pray to God for divine intervention. And Trump should also come out and just absolutely play clips of Hillary saying, we'll contest this all the way. We'll say he's not the president, even if he's inaugurated. And Biden saying, you know, I promise to wait till it's independently certified by Congress and by the courts. But that's all dead. And because Trump is dead on those points, he has his surrogates, Lou Dobbs, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh out there telling the truth, but it doesn't matter because that's only talking to their audience. They've been blocked everywhere else. Only the President of the United States. Only the President of the United States at the Resolute desk. For whatever reason, he never gives Oval Office addresses, very rarely. Reagan gave 23 of them. I think Trump's given like three. Trump should be at the Resolute desk every night with a computer screen, showing you the clips, showing you the fraud, showing you the videos, showing you the eyewitnesses, showing the poll watchers being thrown out, showing the thousands of votes per county in Georgia being found for Trump, and Biden's lead brought down to almost zero. I mean, this is crazy. Showing the governor that didn't betray him. The media said, oh, Trump, the governor of Georgia, you know, says Trump has no evidence. The governor said major evidence of fraud. Razor thin margin. Found voting machines. Found all the votes for Trump. Didn't find votes for Biden. We need a real audit, not a computer audit rerunning the same thing. Nowhere is that out there. The president should have been talking about that. This is a bad strategy. And Trump needs to start speaking out now and aggressively. Because this is more than just Trump being cheated. It's the American people. And it's a group of globalists that say permanent lockdown and martial law coming in, ladies and gentlemen. They mean to break this country down the middle. They mean to have war with us. They mean to push us and never stop. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go back to your calls. A lot of other news. I'll play some clips of Trump saying he may not be here long. 3 months ago, and how important that is. It's all coming up, hour number three straight ahead. Please, though, keep us on air. We're here if you finance us, but we need money to defeat the globalist. We need a lot of money to fight the globalist and all the DNC lawsuits, the rest of it. We're beating it all, and they're pissed. But we need your prayer. We need your word of mouth. We need your financial support. I've said for a week the sale's going to end. I've been too busy to come up with a new sale. The Stop Lockdown 2 Save the Republic sale's got to end today. It will end today. Store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points, 60% off, DNA Force Plus, all of it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, a bunch of this stuff's going to go off sale. What's new that came in is Alpha Power's been sold out for a year. It's amazing for men particularly. It's discounted. Vaseline Beats is back, so good for your heart and vascular system. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support us. We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.